Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Travis Thomas Show on Boston Sports Original. WEEI.
Yes, Travis Thomas Experience back here on WEEI, where I belong. I always say it feels like home. I'm never here enough, though. You can catch me on Nesson Monday through Friday mornings. Many of you know me from there. Some of you know me from WEEI. Some of you have just heard my voice on commercials constantly on Nesson as well. I get recognized for a lot of things. Some of you know me as a degenerate gambler. I'm just known around all these parts. 617-790-779-7937. Call me. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter as well. It's always a pleasure to be here on the airways. When they throw up the Batman, the bat sign, I'm here. So listen, I want to start here because it's been so long since I've hung out with you guys. For the next hour or so, I want to just share something with you that I've been thinking about. And it's one of the reasons, actually, why I'm so glad to be here in this Boston market. It's something that's been on my heart for a while, and I'm just watching it play out. And I say, you know what? The next time I do radio, I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to start my show with it. So let's start there. So not every city in this country, I've worked in a couple different markets before I got here to Boston. Not every market, not every sports city in this country has the same sort of DNA as Boston. Here's what I mean. Now, if you're from here, you just know you're better than everyone. And it's as simple as that. Okay. If you're from the outside and you get to here and you appreciate it, you see the difference, which is where I'm going here. If you're from the outside and you get here and you don't like it, you're a hater, kick rocks. So this is what I'm observing, okay, since I've been here. It's my third year here. And I'm looking around. Not only do you have the best fans, we all know that, right? But if you look at each of the major teams right now, let's just talk Patriots, Sox, Bruins, and Celtics. All of them have potential for championships within the next 3 to 5 years, we'll call it. I mean, these championship windows for this city's teams stay open 24/7 like 7-Eleven. And I've noticed that since I've been here. Now, I got here. The Red Sox were a mess at the time. They had just come off some postseason success, a World Series not that long ago. But when I arrived to town 3 years ago, you got rid of Xander. Remember that? Yet it was still sort of the hurt from Mookie. And it was, you know, a couple 500 years in a row until last season. The Celtics went to the finals immediately when I arrived, and they lost to Steph Curry. Remember that finals before they broke through and won one since I've been here. My first Boston championship. The parade was lit. Thank you very much. Bruins. I mean, the most regular season success historically, not just for the franchise, but we've ever seen in hockey. And they flamed out first round to the Panthers. And we thought there would be a rebuild. More on that later. And then you have the Patriots, which I knew when I got the job at NESN. I knew when I got the job here at WEEI. I knew it would be an absolute mess because it was the end of Belichick. Brady had already gone. The dynasty was over. So I came in thinking, well, at some point, maybe the Patriots will figure it out a decade from now. Because that's what usually happens with franchises that go through dynasties or a GOAT quarterback leaves or a GOAT coach leaves or whatevs. So that's what I came into town with. Since being here, if we just look at the facts, as I said, the Celtics already got one, so I collected that Infinity Stone. The Patriots turn it around immediately because in the NFL, you need the head coach and the quarterback combination. If you get that right, you got a shot. They got it right instantly. Look, everyone sort of pointed fingers and blamed Robert Kraft for the Gerard Mayo hire and all that, and I get it. He was wrong. He made a mistake. But he deserves so much credit for ripping the Band-Aid off and saying, yeah, I did. I made a mistake. We got to get rid of this guy. He paid out of the arse to, I'm sure Gerard Mayo's taken care of, so now he's gone. You hire the guy you probably should have hired first in Mike Vrabel. You draft some kid named Drake May, and the rest is history. I mean, you look at it now, they have the building blocks for another dynasty, don't they? A young stud quarterback on a rookie contract, a head coach that we all think is going to win coach of the year, and we know he's great and established in this league, former player for the franchise, so he gets it, and Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to get a head coaching job anytime soon. They may circle the block for him to get a head coaching job down the line. It ain't going to be anytime soon. So you'll have him with Drake May for the next at least 2 to 3 years. Championship window wide open. And oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the draft capital and all the cap space in the world. The most in the league. So the Patriots are in prime position right now. The Celtics already got one, but we know Jason Tatum comes back. Did you see that game last night? I mean, maybe this team still has a shot at the lottery and you get a good draft pick. More on them later. But their championship window's open as long as you have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Derek White, and whoever you can add to that. And we see some of these young guys for that team starting to come into form. The Bruins, I'll get to later, but we all thought it would be a rebuild. It's not. Marco Sturm's system works. Pasta's even better. Geeky's the real deal. If Swayman can find some consistency, look out. And then you'll just add to it. I mean, they had a great draft pick in Hagans, who's coming. We'll see what they do this year and where they draft and how they develop it. But Sturm's system is meant for young talent. That's why he was hired. That's what he's here for. So the rebuild doesn't look quite like a down-to-the-studs rebuild that we thought it would. Looks more like a rebuild on the fly, or even a word the Bruins like to use, a retool. And then you have the Red Sox, which is where I actually want to start to build my case for. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. You look at the Red Sox right now, I mean, they are cooking with gas. Now, obviously, you need to bring back Alex Bregman. I know some of you out there think, don't overpay. He's long in the tooth. Kind of ran out of gas down the stretch last year and dealt with some injuries down the stretch. Look, I hear you. And you can call me, 617-779-7937. Maybe we'll just disagree on this, and we'll agree to disagree. That's fine. You have a home here. But where I'm at with Alex Bregman is, I saw a guy who, sure, he did deal with injuries down the stretch. Yeah, maybe you could say he ran out of gas. You could look at his batting average. I'm not making excuses for the guy. I would say he was playing hurt. But I tell you what I saw all year with him. I saw leadership. I tell you what you can't take away from Alex Bregman on that resume. He's a champion. He knows how to win, okay? You need that. You have a young team. This is not Rafi Devers, the pain in the arse in the clubhouse here, who has no leadership. Everyone loves and respects Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman has the championship pedigree. He's been there, done that, has the T-shirt. You need an Alex Bregman. And oh, by the way, if he doesn't get hurt next season, and he can stay healthy next season, and you can improve this offseason, you have an opportunity to win the World Series next season. And then who gives a rat's patootie what the contract looks like after that? You get a World Series, it's all worth it, isn't it? And you're young enough, maybe that championship window is open for more than one. Alex Bregman is like a gatekeeper. You need him there to help get you through to the other side, to get you over the hump. Then, I mean, listen, there's the money aspect of this. We all see what this team needs. It's not some sort of unsolved mystery here. The Red Sox aren't a Rubik's Cube, are they? Go get a number two pitcher. Who do you want? Say it. Say it out loud. I will right now. I like Joe Ryan. I liked him at the trade deadline. I love Hunter Green. He's young, under control, contractually speaking. Oh, that Scooble guy? Yeah, the guy that beat our dude for Cy Young? Apparently the Tigers want a divorce. Yeah, I don't get it either. But I would love for us to be the, you know, shoulder to cry on for Scooble. That'd be great. Hey, you know what? The Tigers don't appreciate you. Detroit, who needs it? 8 Mile, you've been there. Come on to Boston. We have lobster rolls in Fenway. Sweet talking. The old you up text. I mean, get me any of those guys. I'll take any of them to be my 1-2 punch with Garrett Crochet. And then let the young arms develop. I like what I saw from them. Let them cook. And then we all know you need a big bat. Pete Alonso, Schwarber comes back, whatever it takes, just get one. Re-sign Bregman, get a number two pitcher, okay, a real one, a reputable one, one you can count on, one that doesn't have injury issues, one that has no problem being Robin to Batman, because that's Crochet, and then get me a big bat, whoever it is. You're going to win the World Series. Fire up the duck boats. It's not hard. Now, I'm not saying it's easy to get to, but it's not hard to see what you need to get there. Do you agree or disagree? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Here's the other thing to think about with these championship teams and this championship window that's open for this city for the next 3 to 5 years. Easy. How about likability? I mean, we haven't even gone there, peeps. We haven't even gone there. Think about, again, this is me telling you how awesome you are because I've been on the outside of Boston. I've been to other markets. Sometimes you got peanut butter with no jelly. Well, what do you mean, Trav? Well, maybe your championship window is open in other cities. But guess what happens? So is the police blotter. Boy, I've covered it. I know what I'm talking about. Nothing derails a championship run like a Dewey or a domestic violence charge or a felony. I mean, you guys have seen it around here. You know what I'm talking about. But right now, in this market with these stars, these are some of the least problematic, young, stud, good-looking superstars in professional sports. You know it, and I know it, and they know it. And guess what all these guys are? Think about it. Put their name on it. Drake May, Roman Anthony, Jason Tatum. I mean, what do all these guys have in common? They stay home. They're about ball, bruh. They're not out all night stumbling and bumbling out of the bar, people getting pictures of them. They're not in the gentlemen establishments, making it rain, buying out the bar. I'm going to leave names out of this, but when I was in D.C., I could name you 5 all-pro athletes that were also all-pro nightlife. You understand? Here, not the case. I'm not saying these guys don't go out, but when they go out, They're together. They're with teammates. They're having dinner. And they're going home. They have practice the next morning. No one's showing up to practice smelling like Maker's Mark for any of these teams. I've covered teams where all the players smell like that. I'm telling you, the championship window for all of these teams is not only open, but you have the most likable stars in all of sports. Other cities are jealous of the Boston sports. I'm making the case for the Red Sox to be the first team to win a championship out of this core group. But here's another reason why. Think about, we're talking about the offseason and how the Sox should spend money, and I get it. I mean, I just gave you my blueprint, but Rafaela signed through 32. Bayo through 2030. Crochet, 2031. Roman Anthony, 2034. Christian Campbell, 2034. I mean, Marcelo Meyer has to prove he could stay healthy, but he's another stud. I think they'll figure him out and get him signed too. Those are all young guys. Again, you look at the Celtics, Tatum under contract, Brown under contract. Bruins have Pasta locked up. Now, we need McAvoy to, you know, he's got to get healthy and he's got to have a big season. I thought he was playing well before he went out. But McAvoy is someone who's going to be around. He's under contract. And then your next crop. We all know Drake May is going to get paid. I mean, Roman Anthony's already been paid. And then we'll see what Hagans does. You think the Bruins going to let that guy get away if he can play? They're going to build around him. I'm telling you. By the way, I'm only talking about current stars. I did not grow up here. But you know what I thought growing up elsewhere when I would look at Boston? Man. Those kids in that town, being able to grow up and watch Tom Brady and David Ortiz go to work, how lucky they must be. And now I'm here, and I get to watch Drake May and Roman Anthony go to work. And my kids are a part of it. I mean, listen, it's just something I've been thinking about. Food for thought. You do the dishes. Call me, 617-779-7937. Let me ask it in a more clear, concise way. Which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Patriots, Sox, Celtics, Bruins. I'm making the case for all of them. For the next hour, I'll make the case for all of them. I just made the case for the Sox. When we come back, I'll make the case for the Patriots. But you call me, 617-779-7937, Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Pats, Sox, Celtics, Bs. Your calls on this all show long. Get in here. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Follow me. I'm a great follow, baby. Yeah! Topic of the day, which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Patriots, Sox, C's, or B's? I need some duck boats fired up at once. Who's bringing it first? So I just made the case for the Sox, and it's simple. They're close. I mean, we all see it. And by the way, you're so close, we can all pinpoint and agree what they need. I've never seen an offseason with more clarity in my life for any team. It doesn't even matter what sport. We all watch this team. They need a number two pitcher in the worst way, don't they, to compliment Garrett Crochet. I mean, can the show say amen? We all agree. Okay, good. Same page. Look, we're a little divided on Alex Bregman, but it's financial that divides us. Can we agree on that? I mean, most of us feel as though, yes, he's a leader. This team could use, it's a young team. Of course you could use a veteran leader, especially one who has won. That's Alex Bregman. He's a good guy. He's fit in. The city has embraced him. Boy, he's just a Red Sox, right? Like, the culture's there. Okay. Now, we disagree on the money. Many of you don't want to overpay, and I understand that. But I'm always one of those people who thinks, it ain't my money. I mean, with respect to our team partners and all, I mean, I'm not trying to get in trouble here, but, I'm not writing any checks. This isn't coming out of my account. If it's coming out of my account, Alex Bregman would have never been here to begin with, okay? I mean, we would have had guys from Stop and Shop fielding the team, okay? So it ain't my money. What the hell do I care? Keep him. Pay him, okay? But I think most of us agree on the value that an Alex Bregman brings. We may disagree on how much he's worth, okay? So we'll table that. And then we all agree you need a big bat. You just need a big, burly man, lumberjack, whether it's Schwarber, Alonso, it doesn't matter. You know, big, strong, can hit a baseball over those mountains type. That's all you need. Three-piece. Bregman, a number two arm, and a big bat. Three-piece and a biscuit, baby. And that's a World Series. I just think they're the closest. Do you? 617-779-7937. Call me. Let's hit the phone lines. Let's go to Andy on line 4. Andy, what's up, brother? Welcome to the experience.
How's it going?
Good, man.
How was your commercial break? Good?
It was good. It was relaxing.
I agree. Red Sox. I would love to see another Cinderella story with the Patriots.
Yep.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but the chemistry we saw with the Red Sox last year, it's been a while. And I really thought they would, if we stayed healthy, we would have had a pretty good run at it last year, I believe.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, they ran out of gas, injuries caught up to them. But the good thing, though, Andy, and I was saying it at the time, was you know, we were all depressed because you're losing to the Yankees of all damn teams. I think if we had lost to the Mariners or something, it wouldn't have been as devastating. But I was trying to look on the bright side and find the silver lining, and it was, look how much playoff experience these young guys got, right? Toley, Early, all these dudes got so much playoff.
Mayer.
Oh, it's the best. So now you have a great offseason, Andy.
That's the decision you're going to make.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's the decision you're going to make. Marcelo Mayer, I think, could fill, if we lose Bregman, Marcelo Mayer will fill that third base spot good.
There's no
doubt. Bring up Pete Alonso in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got that Scooble thing, right? That would be unbelievable.
Andy, I mean, Marcelo Mayer already showed you he can fill in for Bregman. I like the kid at third base. His issue is he can't stay healthy.
You can move him around.
You can move him around, but he's got to stay healthy. I appreciate the call, Andy. The kid's got to stay healthy. Like, I'm with you. I think, look, I was completely wrong, by the way. Like, when Marcelo Mayer and Roman Anthony came up, I was, and finally made it to the bigs, I was on record saying, yeah, yeah, I hear Roman Anthony's got all this power. That's cool at, you know, Polar Park, but let's see what he does at Fenway. This Marcelo Mayer kid, he's the one that can do it all. And early on, I felt like I was right. And then Marcelo Mayer, you know, he's got a history at this point of injuries. And then Roman Anthony, the hype was real, okay? Now I'm in the camp of, I just need my guy Marcelo Mayer to put it together for a whole season, health-wise, and then you can move him anywhere. I mean, that kid, he can do it all. He is an absolute stud. It's just injuries. You gotta work through this, and I don't know how. Some athletes are able to do it. Some athletes, I always use this example. No one ever remembers this. When Steph Curry came into the league, he was injury-prone as all get-out. No one ever remembers this. He had the worst ankles in the league. He was out every night with ankle issues. And I don't know what kind of damn voodoo or sorcery the Warriors did, but it worked. And Steph has not. Now, I don't know. I could be wrong. You know, I don't work at, I don't do sports radio in the Bay. But I'm pretty sure Steph Curry's ankles are taped to, you know, like he can't move. There's no circulation there. You know, I think he's patched together, but who cares? Look how many years and championships you got. They have to figure out Marcelo Mayer, but we're both big fans. I agree with you there, Andy. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paulie on line one. Paulie, who do you think out of these teams brings a championship to Boston next?
It's, you're running neck and neck with the Celtics, the Patriots, and the Red Sox. I mean, the Celtics are going to get Jason Tatum back by the end of the year. If they pick up a serious big man, they're right there in the race. You know, the Bruins get some work to do. And I want to call the talk about, speaking of that, call the talk about Charlie McAvoy and then Alex Bregman. First on McAvoy, I trade him. I got to move him. He came up with a what? He signed a big contract. He's supposed to be able to, he can't even play the spot. You know, he's getting beat a lot, turns the puck off over a lot, makes too many mistakes. And on the offensive end, you're not getting that production. The guys, he's halfway there everywhere. He's getting banged up a bit. I sell to him. I give him the selling point to another team and try to either pick up a top six forward or at least a defenseman that can play the position of stalwart in defense. Say, well, we think he needs to change the scenery. Sell him to trade him to Detroit so he can wear the red and white so he'll think he's back in BU and maybe he'll stop playing like he did back in BU. They made him such a high draft pick, okay?
Yeah.
And on Bregman, I hate Scott Boras. I always have. He's the single biggest screwball agent in pro sports. He'll steal the eyes out of your head and rob you blind. He did, though. He did overplay his hand, though, recently, and, you know, saying, you know, he basically told us that Bregman wants to come back here. Well, and if he wants to come, when's the last time Bregman was healthy for a year, a full year, right, or even close to a full year? It's, what, 3-4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
I tell Boras this, you know, listen, we're getting rid of him 3 years tops.
Yep.
with a cut and pay. We'll negotiate the cut and pay, but you know he's not getting paid. He wants length. He's not so as much interested in the money as he is in length. But I'll give him 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I agree with your last call. Mayer can play third base as well as Bregman, if not better. You know, he's got the youth. He can play anywhere. He can play third, short, or second.
Yep.
If Bob Braben comes back, I'd make him a second baseman and wait. He'll be the he'll be in waiting for Story when Story you know, moves on, retires, or what have you. But still, you got to keep Story. I love that guy. You know, he was a real man. Re-upping on his contract, took the extension, what have you. He chose to opt in because he felt that he'd been hurt and he wasn't hadn't produced. The Sox hadn't gotten their money's worth. The real man steps up and says, "All right, let's go. One more year. I'm in." You know, the kids will pay you back. And he's heading on the right track. He's got the right attitude. He's producing. God bless that guy. Everybody was ready to run him out of town early in the year, you know. But he's come back. He's doing great. And I'll take Kyle Schwarber over anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
That's your big bat. But your first thing you got to go after, really, is another starter. It's another starting pitcher.
Sure.
You're real. Give me all your pitches, man. You know, a couple guys can hit. Go back to Earl Weaver, the greatest manager of all time. He had a great staff, three or four great starters. And if you guys could hit the ball like Frank Robinson, a Boog Powell, and he won one on defense up the middle with Belanger at short and Paul Blair in center, that's how you win, you know, in this game. Give me all your pitches. It's some decent, again, good defense.
Yep.
Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate you, brother. I mean, listen, we agree on everything. You know, but I have to turn down one path that you're still walking down, and I'm taking an exit ramp. And it was, I'm not paying Bregman. You hate Scott Boras. You made that clear. But I think your hatred for Scott Boras has blinded you a bit, and here's what I mean. You said, I will not pay for Alex Bregman because of injury issues. I will let him walk. And I will plug in Marcelo Meyer at third. Okay. But you're talking to me about Bregman's injury issues? And you want Marcelo Meyer to take his place? So you want one guy who doesn't get hurt as much. You're going to let him walk. Oh, by the way, he's a champion. But who cares about that? Young team. Who needs a vet champ? Not us. Okay. All right. Let's do this your way. So he walks, and then you're plugging in a younger guy who's hurt more. I don't know. I think your hatred for Scott Boras, you got a blind spot there. What do you think? 617-779-7937. Now, I want to make the case for the Patriots because I look at this. I mean, tomorrow is just another gift from the football gods, isn't it? So you've already won 8 straight. You're already cooking. You're already hotter than fish grease, right? And then the news out of Cincinnati. So all week, it's this, you know, Joe Burrow's trying to come back. He's practicing. He's an 11-on-11. Joe Burrow. I'm sorry. Is Joe Burrow on defense? Because I don't care who it is. Flacco. Burrow, Boomer Esiason, Patriots by 1,000. Like, who's playing defense for the Bengals? Jamar Chase is out for Spitgate. I mean, Trey Hendrickson's not playing. He's your best defender. I love Joe Burrow. You're not beating the Patriots with a hobbled Joe Burrow anyways. Who cares? But the football gods, with this scheduling, with these injuries, with the ball bouncing the Patriots' way, according to Shefty today, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will not start tomorrow against the Pats. Burrow will remain on injured reserve and not be activated. That means Flacco will make his 6th straight start for the Bengals, and that means your Patriots will win 9 straight games. And, oh, by the way, since we're talking about the football gods, next week you're at home against the Giants on Monday night. Let's just go ahead and make that 10 in a row going into the bye week. And this happened. Do you guys remember this with the Sox? Remember they went on that win streak going into the All-Star break? It's happening all over again. It's deja vu, isn't it? I mean, these Patriots, this is a Cinderella story. Now, you'll come out of the bye, winners of 10 straight. You'll get Buffalo, but you get them at home, and they didn't look great this week, did they? And then you go to the big crab cake in Baltimore and you take on Lamar. We'll see. But this team, this Patriots team, folks, this is the Cinderella story. This is what it looks like. This is what lightning in a bottle looks like. This is why I was standing on the table screaming my arse off to do something at the trade deadline. Now, they didn't. Okay. It's working, so what can I say? But my point was, you literally have lightning in a bottle right now. Your schedule next year, it'll be a first-place schedule. All these cupcakes ain't walking through that door. There's been a lot of Sunday at 1 o'clock for the Patriots. There's one tomorrow. You know what next year is going to be? We're all going to be wiping boogers out of our eyes the next morning because they're going to be on primetime. Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night, Black Friday night, Thanksgiving night. Get ready. Your nights are screwed next football season. Drake May stepping into his confidence, stepping into, we think, his prime? I mean, all the money in the world, cap space-wise, draft capital, this Drake May guy on a rookie deal, this Christian Gonzalez dude on a rookie deal, you're never going to be here in this moment again. And I thought they really missed an opportunity to go for it at the deadline. But they didn't. They're staying the course, and it's working. They're going to win tomorrow. They're going to beat the Giants. That's 10 straight going into the bye. What you need to do to win the Lombardi now, you can steal one now. Here's how you got to do it, though. It's only one answer. You must have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It is the only way. Kansas City may never be this down again. We don't know. I know people are quick to say the dynasty is over. But until I see that guy Mahomes not make the playoffs multiple years in a row, I can't put dirt on it. I won't do it. You think Harbaugh's not going to get the Chargers better than they are now? I mean, really, think about it. You see what the Texans are doing with that head coach? I know we love Vrabel. DeMeco Ryans can coach a little bit. They're going to get back C.J. Stroud. That's a team with money as well. Their future's bright. The Colts seem to have it figured out with an owner who's competent now. Ursay's daughter. I mean, there's a lot of teams. Lamar ain't going anywhere. Even though we own him, Josh Allen ain't going anywhere. You think Sean Payton's going to forget how to coach? Bo Nix is the same age as Drake May. They're going to be around. So you have to take advantage of this season. Even in the NFC. I mean, has anyone watched the Eagles other than me? If you have, ask yourself a question. Yeah, they can repeat. Do you have confidence that they will? I bet the answer is no. I like Stafford and McVay. Stafford's 100 years old. It's about to be cold outside. You don't think they can stumble a little bit down the stretch? Of course they can. You can't trust the Packers. You think Brock Purdy's going to win a Super Bowl? We've seen him lose one. You trust Sam Darnold in the playoffs? This league, not just the AFC, the league, this second, right now, this season, this moment, in the present, is for the taking. If the Patriots get home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs, they are going to the Super Bowl. In fact, we all know, because we're tired of hearing how easy the schedule is, right? Okay, fair enough. Let's not even go there. Before I go to break, let's quickly go through the Broncos schedule and the Colts schedule, because that's who you're tied with right now for the best records. Just ask yourself this question. We watched the Broncos just beat the boogeyman in Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, right? Okay. Listen to this. They go to Washington. They have a bye week this week. Then they go to Washington off the bye. No Jaden Daniels likely. They'll win that. They get the Raiders. They're going to win that. But then listen to this gauntlet. their last four games. Home against the Packers, home against the Jaguars. They go to Arrowhead this time. You don't think Mahomes is going to want to win that? And then they finish against the Chargers, who will likely be fighting for a playoff berth. I mean, look, I could make a case. I'm not saying they will. I could make a case they could lose all four of those games. Well, Travis, what about the Colts? Okay, bye week, coming off that. Then they, this Sunday, they take on Mahomes in Arrowhead. You think the Colts are going to win that? Maybe. I don't. Home against Houston. See how that defense is? Number one in the league. They go to Jacksonville. They go to Seattle. 49ers on Monday night come there. Jaguars again. And then they finish in Houston against the Texans. You think they're going to win all those games? I don't. So if the road to the Super Bowl can go through Gillette, this Patriots team could end this question of the day right now. My question of the day is, which team will bring a title back to Boston first? The Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics, or the Bruins? I spent the first part of the show making the case for the Sox. I just told you how the Patriots can end this. They can do it this year. They can do it this season. I mean, think about this. If you're an AFC team, Mahomes included, Lamar included, you want to come here in January and deal with this weather and deal with that head coach and Vrabel, been there, done that, and this young quarterback who's playing so well? I'll never forget, the great Roger Staubach told me once, I was covering an Army-Navy game, and we were off camera. I got to hang out with Roger Staubach a full day. I interviewed him, but then I got to hang out with him. And I asked him, we were talking about quarterbacks, cold weather quarterbacks. And at the time, Baker Mayfield wasn't doing too hot in Cleveland. And I said, you know, I feel like when I watch him play, you know, he's tough and all that, but I don't know if he can make the throws. And Roger Staubach always said, the only thing that's guaranteed success is a big, strong arm quarterback in cold weather cities. He said, do the research. After talking to the great Roger Staubach, I went and I looked and I was like, I'll be damned. At the time, it was Ben Roethlisberger and a bunch of big, burly people. Even Tom Brady, as skinny as he is, he's a big dude. Tall guy, strong arm. It all matched up. All big, physical quarterbacks in cold weather had a lot of success. So I look at Drake May, who's a tank. He's a unit. And he's only going to get bigger, by the way, because he's young. We all know. Everyone listening to the show, you get older, you don't get taller, do you? You grow outward. Drake May going to get that grown man strength here shortly. He's married, too. Wait till the kids start coming. We all know. All the dads listening knows. You ain't got to be pumping iron. You got that dad strength. This kid's going to get bigger and stronger over the years. This Patriots team in January, if you have to come through here, good luck. This could be the Cinderella year. 617-779-7937. Which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Patriots, Red Sox, Celtics, or Bruins? I'll make the case for the C's and B's next. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your calls per use. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. I actually just got a message. I always give out the number. You guys always call me, but I make sure I give out my social media handle because obviously I want you to follow me, and I do follow back. But sometimes I just get messages that people send me and, you know, they don't want to call for whatever reason. Some people don't feel comfortable doing that and they'll just message me. But I got one that says, hey, Travis, I love when you come on to WEEI. You need to talk to Ken and get a regular show. I love your takes. I appreciate that. Look. I kind of end up telling this story every time I do a show here because it's so sporadic. I'm not on regularly. And so sometimes I feel like I have to sort of reset and talk to people who are hearing me for the first time or like this person who, you know, they tune in. It sounds like they tune in every time I'm on WEEI. And they always say, you need to talk to Ken. You need to talk to management and get full time. Here's the thing, okay? Two things. Let's go in order of importance. Number one, I don't hire, okay? Like, I don't run things. I just do a show. So I would love to be here, all right? But that's not my job. My job is to do this. Number two, I am, like, you can also see me on other platforms. I'm on NESN Monday through Friday. I do a morning show there called Boston Has Entered the Chat. 8 a.m. on NESN Monday through Friday. I am easy to find. And if you follow me at Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram, I keep you abreast of all these things. Where I'm at, when, what time, what I'm talking about, all of that. Okay? I even sprinkle in some personal life stuff on there. Not much. I'm not much of a TikToker and snap face or whatever they call it. 617-779-7937. Call me or message me. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. When we come back, I'm going to make the case for the Bruins and the Celtics for our topic of the hour here, which team will bring a title back to Boston first, the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics, or the Bruins? And much like, relationships, I save the Bruins and the Celtics for last because, you know, it's complicated. Like, the championship window's open. I started the show today by saying the championship window is open for all these teams. And I would say 3 to 5 years is a sweet spot. I think there's a real shot, and I'm building the case today, that all of these teams could win a championship within the next 3 to 5 years. But I started with the Captain Obvious teams. I started the show with the Red Sox. I don't need to go into it. if you're just joining us, it's pretty obvious. And you know the ingredients. A number two starter to go with Garrett Crochet. A big bat in the lineup, whether it be Schwarber, who should have never left, or Pete Alonso. And I think you should keep Alex Bregman. We did have a caller earlier who said, don't do it. But I think you should, okay? To me, that's how you get a World Series here ASAP. In the last segment, I made the case for the Patriots. Again, Captain Obvious. The most cap space in the universe. A stud young quarterback on a rookie deal who we believe will be coach of the year in Mike Vrabel. A defense that's only getting better. A run game that's only getting better. Josh McDaniels not going anywhere for the foreseeable future so he can grow with this quarterback or help this quarterback grow. I mean, they have everything. Draft capital. Joe Flacco starting against them tomorrow. The Giants the week after that. And now, they could win the Super Bowl this year. So, I made those cases for those teams. Where do you weigh in? When I come back, Bruins and Celtics, it's complicated. 617-779-7937. Call me. Which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Pats, Sox, Celtics, or Bruins? Do you agree with me that the championship window is open for all these teams? 3 to 5 years is my range. Am I right? Am I shortchanging them? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.